The Michigan Capitol Building is a popular and picturesque meeting spot in downtown Lansing. Its grassy east lawn is adorned with shade trees and historic war memorials. It's not surprising, then, that dozens of people parked alongside Capitol Avenue this week. Not their cars, mind you, themselves. For 2 days, the very street itself became an urban oasis for children playing games and workers playing a little hooky. The Michigan Municipal League sponsored the project called Convert Capitol Avenue. It's designed to encourage people to imagine a more pedestrian-friendly downtown Lansing. Current State's Kevin Labrie met with project organizer Derek Tisler on the avenue, where parking spaces were transformed into parklets.
We really wanted to focus on making the street more lively, more people-friendly, more interactive, and less just built for cars. So as part of this project this week, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we organized parklets, which are small public spaces located in the metered parking spaces along the road. And we thought having a little parklet right there in the road would spark a conversation about the street. And it would get people thinking about the current public spaces that we have. With the street being the most important public space that most downtowns have, we wanted to use that space. We wanted to give some of it back to the people and give some of it back to really enjoying your time downtown.
Derek, take me on a walk down Capitol Avenue. Let's see who's here and what they're doing, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. The first thing right north of Michigan Avenue here, this is actually the Michigan Municipal League's parklet. We just wanted a fun, interactive space. We have a sandbox here. We have some fake grass set. We wanted it to be really comfortable, a place for people to lounge outside, maybe take a break from work, have conversations with new people about new things. That's the idea there.
This does look mildly dangerous. We are pretty close to the traffic.
Safety was a huge concern for us, and that's why we decided not only to close off the parking lane, but we closed off the driving lane next to it. So there's a good 6, 7, 8 foot buffer there, and we wanted that to be a barrier. We wanted to make it clear this space is for people and the space on the other side is for cars, and we haven't had any complaints about it so far.
I'm Tamiko Rothorn.
Are we watching at least Lansing's biggest Connect Four game in front of us?
I do think this is the biggest Connect Four game I've ever seen, for sure.
It's an international competition. It's Germany against the U.S.
Mine's the American girl. We're rooting for green.
How did you find out about the parklets?
We saw the story that was in the Lansing State Journal, and we had these guests from out of town, from Europe, visiting us, so we thought it'd be a fun thing to come and check out. Show them the Capitol, show them a little bit of Lansing.
Stephanie, what do you think of Lansing so far?
Oh, it's great. I've actually been here 25 years ago as an exchange student, with Tamiko being my host sister. So we're now back visiting with our kids, and it's great to be back.
Is Connect Four the cultural phenomenon, the rage in Germany the way it is here?
Probably. We also play soccer, you know, with this football. And
I've heard of it. I understand it's pretty popular in Europe.
It is.
Would you like a s'more? I made a nice fresh s'more for you here.
We're making s'mores right here outside the Capitol.
Yes, we are. We got a little campfire, got a campsite, a dog in a canoe right here on Capitol Avenue.
That's almost a rhyme.
Thanks. Accident. I'm Brad Garman with the Michigan Environmental Council.
You guys have a parklet here, and you've got some lawn chairs or beach chairs, looks like, set up. What kind of comments are you getting from people so far?
People seem to really like the, it raises awareness of what this kind of space is. It's bigger than you think. A parking space doesn't seem big when you put a car in it, but we've managed to put a hammock, a campfire, a whole set, and a canoe, all in the couple spaces that are here, and I think people are really enjoying it. We've had some kids toast some marshmallows. We got ladder golf behind us. And they seem to really be enjoying it. It's a nice little event.
It's too bad you can't do this every day of the week all the time.
Well, that is kind of the vision here, is how do we convert Capitol Avenue, and how do we think about our public spaces and our infrastructure as places that don't just serve cars getting in and out of downtown, but as places for people and places that people can enjoy the day. We've had some state employees that come out and say, can I just use this space and get some work done? It's more comfortable to sit under a tree and comfy recliner chair than it is to sit in an office. So I think we're getting good compliments, and I think it is changing the way maybe people think about kind of the big giant spaces of asphalt that we've got and what they could be doing instead.
I'm Lauren Hansis.
And this is Grand Grilling?
Grand Grilling, yes.
What do you specialize in?
We sell chicken wraps, salads, and rice bowls.
There's this event right across the street from us here. People are set up with camping chairs and just enjoying the day. Is that drumming up business for you guys that you wouldn't normally get?
It is, and tomorrow's the farmer's market, so that'll bring even more business in. And everyone's coming together, and they're getting food, they're enjoying themselves. So it's nice, and it's bringing business. So that's a plus. Ready?
Yeah, watch out.
I'm trying to see where the fun is for you.
It's good exercise. It's great being outside.
Not my first choice for a playground, but I guess it works today.
Hey, it works. You can play anywhere.
Let me quick get your name, if you don't mind.
Ann Conklin, Michigan Recreation and Park Association.
What do you call this serpentine thing here?
It's called a reflex. It's today's version of a teeter-totter, and our friends at Miracle Midwest donated the use of this.
And you've got some artificial, well, looks like sod here. This is sod?
Real. Hey, this is a park. We got the real stuff.
Bite my tongue for suggesting AstroTurf in a real park.
That's right. At a real park, we've got to have real grass.
What kind of reception are you getting so far?
Fabulous. What a great day this is. What a great event to show that how important public spaces are to communities. It's just absolutely wonderful.
What do you think this might become? And, I mean, the spark has been ignited here to get people thinking about revitalizing their downtown. Perhaps an organization like yours could jump in and play a role.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we want to be key players in making sure that urban areas have great places, public spaces for people to play, green spaces to enjoy. We think it's really important, and we're strong advocates of that, and we'll do whatever we can to make it happen.
I'm back now with Derek Tisler with the Michigan Municipal League here on Capitol Avenue. He's the project organizer for this event, Convert Capitol Avenue. Fun comments or suggestions you're getting so far?
So we have a community engagement board down here, and we've really encouraged people to think as big as possible with their ideas. I've seen a zip line. I've seen a community beer garden. I've seen all kinds of crazy ideas. But the important thing is it's getting people inspired. And it's getting them to really think about what they want in a downtown. And even if some of those really over-the-top ideas don't come about, I think a lot of the smaller, great ideas will.
Zip line. There's already scaffolding at the top of the dome. You could probably stretch. No.
Yeah, I think we might concern the Capitol people just a little bit if we tried wiring a zip line.
Derek Tisler is a legislative assistant with the Michigan Municipal League, and we're on Capitol Avenue in front of the Capitol talking about parklets, and there are quite a few set up out here. Derek, thanks. What a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for coming down, helping to get the word out, and we're just really excited to work with so many great people on this event.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.